Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, TJ Shalhoub, the voice of the Charlotte Checkers, the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate, kind enough to stop by here. And well, TJ, the Charlotte Checkers had a really nice playoff run themselves, getting all the way to the Calder Cup Finals in the American Hockey League. I guess looking at it from the broadest scope possible, if you had to sum up the 24-25 campaign for the Charlotte Checkers, what can you say about what this group was able to accomplish at the American Hockey League level this season?
Yeah, I think it was an unexpected finish for this team, especially when you look at the roster on opening night back in October, how it looked then compared to what this team looked like in the Calder Cup Finals. They had so much adversity throughout the year, whether it was injuries to key players like our captain Zach Dalpe or Aiden McDonough, Ryan McAllister, who were our top two scorers when they went down with year-end injuries back in November. You know, there was a lot of adaptability that was just woven into the makeup of this team with college signings when the collegiate careers finished up and free agent signings, whether they be from overseas or elsewhere in professional hockey, just trying to fill some of those gaps. And usually when you're in that mode where you're just trying to plug players so you can put a team out there on the ice, you don't expect to dominate the way that the team did in the playoffs, especially over the two-time defending Calder Cup champion Hershey Bears, sweep them out of the Atlantic Division finals, and then move on to Laval, who was the top team in the American Hockey League, and sweep them as well. So I think unexpected was certainly a good word that kind of encapsulate the way this team plays. But on a more micro level, it was truly that next man up mentality, not only in some of those players who were stepping in and filling in for some of those longer term injured guys, but also the team on the whole. You know, when one line really wasn't getting it done, it seemed that another forward line would just pick up the slack and make sure that this team stayed well-rounded no matter who they were playing against, no matter what time of year it was. It was just a true team effort. And I think that's ultimately what propelled them to go as far as they did.
TJ Shalhoub here with us talking some Charlotte Checkers. Charlotte, of course, making a run to the Calder Cup Finals in the American Hockey League this season, a run that just ended not too long ago here, as both the Panthers and the Charlotte Checkers heading into what are going to be short off seasons. TJ, when you look at overall, when things got rolling for Charlotte on the playoff run, what were the biggest elements of the Checkers game? And was there maybe an individual or two who, you mentioned Zach Dalpe going down and a couple of the other Checkers leaders earlier in the season. Was there an individual or two who really carried the flag, if you will, as the leaders for this team, helping them go through this playoff run?
Yeah, you know, it might be low-hanging fruit considering he was our leader in points during the regular season and the postseason, but John Leonard just had a phenomenal year for the Charlotte Checkers. He was one of those guys that you could always count on when you needed a big goal, when you needed some kind of game-changing moment. Leonard was always right there. He was in the fray. He was the guy that really, when you looked at this team top to bottom, he was the first guy that other teams are going to be planning and scheming against. And he had a phenomenal year for the Checkers. I look at him. I also look at a guy like Kaapo Kähkönen, who came over in the trade deadline in a deal with Manitoba. And he was the guy that pretty much ever since he got here, he took control of the crease and was the go-to guy. He played every single minute of every single game during the postseason. And he was just that calming presence, especially on this team that has a bunch of younger defensemen going into those big moments in the playoffs. And you've always got butterflies. You've always got a little bit of nerves. And he just seemed to be that ever calming presence that just radiated from the blue paint out and reminded these guys to just play your game, keep it calm. And in terms of the style of play, I can't tell you how many folks came up to me throughout the regular season, playoffs, you name it, and said, man, when I watch the Charlotte Checkers play, I just see the Florida Panthers. You know, it's that hungry attack on the forecheck. It's that physical element that they love to bring to the game and still have that finesse and that pretty offensive scoring. But it's a team that's built from the back end out ultimately. So it was a really good season for us. And, you know, those are just a couple of the guys that I think had the biggest impacts on the team. Leonard was with Charlotte all season long. Kaapo stepped in at the trade deadline and ever since then really kind of changed this team's composure and added a little bit of that calmness.
And a name that folks are probably still learning more about, Jack Devine was a seventh-round pick of the Panthers and has gotten his first taste of pro hockey now. What kind of skill set do you see Jack Devine bringing into the very, very early stages of his pro hockey journey?
Yeah, he's tenacious, man. I love watching him play. He's just like a junkyard dog. He just let him off the chain and let him go and let him chase after the puck. And he's always around that puck. He sniffs that thing out, whether it's in the corners down low below the goal line, or, you know, he's chasing after the points and making sure D-men are being, you know, in the offensive end. He's making sure that he's getting to the blue lines and forcing that puck out to center. He's a very fast skater and a guy that I was really excited to see. You know, he started almost every single playoff game for the Checkers at the beginning, and then he was taken out of the lineup for 11 games. And it's hard to argue that decision, because over the course of those 11 games is when the Checkers would ultimately sweep Hershey. They would also end up sweeping Laval. So it's hard to put him back into the lineup. But as the Checkers started struggling a little bit with Abbotsford in the finals, they decided, let's go back to Devine. Let's see what he can do. And boy, he pumped out 4 points in the 3 games that he played before the Checkers season ultimately ended. He was all over the place. I'm really excited to see what his development will be over the next couple of years. I think he's a guy that's got a lot of talent. He's got that scoring touch, but mostly it's that junkyard dog mentality. He just is relentless after the puck.
And certainly coming off of a really decorated collegiate career as well. TJ Shalott with us here for a couple of more minutes talking Charlotte Checkers hockey as the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate made it to the Calder Cup final this year as well. And TJ, we've talked about it a handful of times over the last few seasons, but Jordy Kinnear, whenever a player comes up to the National Hockey League, it seems like the guys are always so well prepared when they get to the Florida Panthers. What's the biggest thing that stands out for you as far as the job that Jordy does year after year, having these guys ready for that next step?
You know, the biggest thing with him is he treats this American Hockey League team as if it's a National Hockey League team. He wants everybody to be prepared, as you mentioned. He wants them to have the experience that they're going to have at the NHL level with the Florida Panthers, and that's on the ice and off the ice. So whether it's how the team travels, whether it's how the team practices, how the team plays the game, he wants everyone to experience the NHL at this level so that when they get there, it's one less thing that they don't know about. You know, it's one more unknown that you can cross off the list and you can kind of focus on something else. And I know that the organization on the whole, when it comes to schemes and the way the team is playing, has made that conscious effort to make sure that it comes all the way down into even the ECHL level. So Jordy Kinnear executing those plans, making sure these guys are tuned in. He does a fantastic job by making sure the leadership group knows what is expected of them. And then credit to the leadership group, the captains, the alternate captains, when these new players are coming in, whether it's a collegiate signing or a guy that was signed from overseas or what have you, but making sure that they're welcomed into the culture and they understand what the game plan is from top to bottom. So I think he's very clear with his expectations, which is a very good thing at this level, because you do have a lot of guys who haven't played a lot of pro hockey here in the American Hockey League. And at the same time, you do have a lot of veterans who have played a lot of pro hockey. So having those expectations evenly set, having a clear-cut plan and executing that plan both on the ice and off the ice, head coach Kinnear, that's just what he does best and why I think this team has made the playoffs the last 4 years under his leadership.
Yeah, it seems like everybody who comes up, like I said, always so prepared, and he gets a ton of credit there. Certainly a great job year after year. And TJ, last but certainly not least, to be a part of a run like that, you did a heck of a job, and it was great hearing your work and seeing how far that could reach as you guys went on that deep playoff run. From the perspective of a broadcaster, what was it like to be along for that ride?
Yeah, it was certainly something that I'm not going to forget anytime soon, to just be part of that. You know, there was a lot of firsts for me as a professional broadcaster, just in terms of national TV and getting some games on NHL Network. National radio, or I should say worldwide radio, with SiriusXM picking up some of our games as well on NHL Network radio. And first time I ever flew on a charter as well, because usually we're flying commercial down here at the American Hockey League. So that was a unique experience. It was something where, you know, I know the kids like to say these days the vibes were high, but that's exactly how we all felt. And Sitting back now that the season's been over here for a couple days and being able to look back, you're thankful that you have the opportunity to work with such great people, to be, you know, teammates with some awesome folks, and be able to just broadcast these games. There were so many exciting moments throughout the year, and we get the opportunity to put our stamp on it, and it's so rewarding, and I'm just so grateful and so thankful that we had the chance to do it. And honestly, I can't wait for the next time. I hope we could be as lucky as the Florida Panthers and maybe go back to back and at least get to the Calder Cup Finals again next year. But you know, we'll see, because of course at this AHL level there's a little bit more turmoil, a little bit more turnover in the rosters year over year, but it was a lot of fun. I certainly can't wait to get back.
Well, you did a heck of a job, and TJ did a great job here. Thanks so much for stopping by. He's TJ Shalhoub, the voice of the Charlotte Checkers. And before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on all the social medias. I'm probably most active on X these days, TJ underscore Shalhoub, Chillot. But you can look me up on TikTok, Facebook, pretty much everything else. I got them all. I think it's a good thing that social media exists. So come find me, come hang out. I'd be more than happy to talk. And Doug, thank you so much for taking the time. Thanks for the kind words, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, you did a great job there all season long, and look forward to your work once again come the fall, which will be here before we know it. TJ, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Doug.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.